Mossberg, built rugged, proudly American.
Hi, this is Linda Powell from OF Mossberg & Sons. From our family of employees to each of you, we want to wish you a very Merry Christmas and the best in the new year. Over the holidays, take the time to visit with your family and friends. And most of all, Merry Christmas, Ray, and to all your listeners.
From the forests and fields of our homeland to the front lines of foreign shores, when you reach for your gun, reach for the one America depends on, Mossberg. Built rugged, proudly American since 1919.
In fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so
love Christmas music. Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to KFNS 590 AM, talkstl.com and 1380 AM. This is your host. Having a great Saturday morning on this December 19th, our Christmas show. Most everybody's already left. They're fondered on Frankie Moe's Smokey Moe's. What a great show this morning. What a great time. Food is awesome. If you get a chance, run down to Arnold, Missouri, Smokey Moe's, and check it out. You heard him talking about it here this morning on the show. I'm a little bit full myself. Love this time of year, Christmas time. We've had some great Christmas music on the show and great friends and great fellowship and a lot of good food. We're going to do a little story time here in our last segment. Wanted to bring back a December muzzle-loading story time I did a few years ago because today is Missouri's alternative opening day or muzzleloader season. And this is a late December hunt in southern southwest Iowa. It's called the Professionals. It's about going out there into the wild and trying to make a television show, an outdoor television show, with only a couple days to pull it off and try to find some white-tailed deer that are willing to become movie stars so that we can make this movie. This is kind of a behind-the-scenes of what happens when we go out there as professional hunters, if you will, or outdoor communicators and to make a show and hunting with my friend. We call him Rotten Randy. Randy Templeton from Iowa, great longtime friend and outdoor writer. What a fun story time. You know, when I haven't heard some of these for a while, even though I wrote this some years ago, when I put it into the deal for the radio show today, I have to smile when I listen to it. What a great, fun story. So we want you all to have a wonderful Christmas, spend a special time with your family and your friends. Remember what this season is all about, and don't hesitate to say Merry Christmas. So Merry Christmas, everyone, and we'll see you in 2016. Here we go. Story time, the Professionals.
Okay, boys and girls. It's story time with your Uncle Ray. This week's story is called The Professionals, a story about deer hunting and producing an outdoor television show. It's late December, 5 in the morning, dark and very cold. My labored breathing creates steam that instantly fogs my glasses, then floats upward into my headlamp as a weird-looking huge green-colored cloud. I slowly make my way up the very steep ridge. My process is slow, from too many clothes, heavy backpack, camera gear, and video camera. So we pause for a much-needed break. With long hours on stand and little sleep, I'm struggling on this morning, my third month of non-stop deer hunting. But I'll be all right. My body is a temple. It's powered by high-protein balanced food, this morning's gas station stale sausage biscuit, cold coffee, and last night's warm beer and two-day-old frozen pizza. No problem. I am a professional. We're hunting Iowa's late muzzleloader season, on location for a national television show. I'm working with premier big buck hunter and legendary outdoor writer, Randy Templeton, better known in hunting camps as Rotten Randy. Silhouetted against the skyline in the glow of my streamlight, Randy reminds me of Daniel Boone, or maybe even Davy Crockett. But old Rotten is a bit turned around this morning. He's having trouble locating the double-set camera stand. A few days earlier, Randy and our outfitter hung stands somewhere on this huge ridge. But in the dark, his effort to find the stand is not going well. But not to worry, we are professionals. Besides, with our level of expertise, who needs blaze orange marker tape or glow-in-the-dark limb lights? Those things are only for amateurs, women, and children. Some 40 minutes later, and apparently nowhere near our missing stand, Rotten Randy pauses to whisper the morning's hunting tactics. The noise from our staggering through the brush, running into old fence rows combined with our scent, and low cursing should move all the deer out of the thick stuff and up on the ridge in the vicinity of our stand. We continue to stagger in ever-widening circles. Randy pauses to say, "No one has ever hunted this ridge before. We are the first. This is virgin, unhunted territory, saved just for our hunt." But just as Rotten Randy turns to lead us on to unfound stand and glory, he trips over a very dead deer, its termination due from multiple gunshot wounds. Randy is certain we're closing in on her stand, but I have to hang back. Nature is calling, with ever-growing rumbling deep within my temple. Rotten Randy's light grows dim in the distance as I loosen four layers of clothing and drop my heavy backpack to the ground. The cold air blasts my posterior with brutal force, and I'm thinking maybe my natural grunt call might bring in a big buck or even a rutting moose before we even have enough camera light. Standing up after I finish, I detect a dim light approaching from behind me. This could be another hunter. I quickly pull up my insulated overalls and grab my backpack. But it's Rotten Randy. He walks up to me and says, "Why in the world did you move this far up the ridge from where I left you?" Not to worry, we are professionals. We decide to call a conference. We both agree it may be best to still hunt at first light and find the stand after daylight. Rotten Randy moves slightly uphill and away from the dead deer, when in the shadow cast of his light, he finally sees climbing sticks strapped to a big oak. Now standing at the base of the tree, I cannot tilt my head back far enough to even see the tiny skyscraper in the top of the forest canopy. This should be interesting. Climbing straight up in the dark on skinny, frost-covered steps the diameter of a lead pencil while wearing oversized rubber boots is not my idea of a good way to start the day. Randy goes up first, pulling our gear up with 100 feet of rope. I take a deep breath and begin my climb, higher and higher into the atmosphere. I struggle as I pull my chiseled body upward, my boots slipping off every ice-covered step as I ascend toward the heavens. Out of breath and every muscle hurting, I reach for the last screw-in step. Rotten Randy helps with his shoulders under my bottom. He pushes me toward the stand. Hanging on for dear life, I throw my 50-pound leg toward the platform only to slip off the ice-covered surface. Regaining my balance, I frantically pull myself up, catching a brief glimpse of a hovering death angel in the dim green headlight right before the streamlight plummets to its death far below. Now in total darkness, I'm standing on the world's smallest strap-on tree stand, leaning downward and to the left on a platform the size of a postage stamp. With trembling hands and a sigh of relief, I finally attach my safety belt. Gathering my thoughts, I reflect how I just cheated death. Boy, do I ever love what I do for a living. Just another day in the office. After all, I am a professional. My next exciting activity is trying to attach the camera arm to the tree, all with little room for error. This stand is so high, at first light I have to avoid a flock of geese. A fox squirrel on a limb above me scampers by wearing an oxygen mask. And then a flight attendant asks, "Would you like pretzels and a drink?" The rest of the week is pretty much the same, one nightmare after the other. Multiple tree stand setups without a kill. We make changes and set up ground blinds, all without any luck, much less getting a TV show. At one point we almost got a nice buck. Driving to our hunting area, a buck collided with our truck, ramming into the side of the truck, breaking the mirror and damaging the door. But he got away. Can't even kill a deer with a truck. Finally, out of time and on the very last evening of our hunt, set up in a funnel area only 14 feet from the ground, a movie star buck arrives as if on cue, as if he read the script. Laying down awesome footage, I follow the beast with my camera all the way to the stand. Rotten Randy makes a great shot. The big buck collapses in its tracks. We finally did it. Completion of an awesome television show with the best big buck kill shot of my cameraman career. An incredible full-frame slam to the ground muzzleloader kill shot. Hunters sitting on the edge of their seat will watch in awe as this awesome hunt unfolds with incredible hunting footage and an unbelievable kill shot. Millions of viewers will all take a deep breath and say, "Wow, those guys are professionals."
Thanks for joining us for Eye on the Outdoors, award-winning radio show.
Brought to you by Midwest Outdoors Magazine and Television, helping you enjoy the outdoors since 1967. Mossberg Quality Firearms, built rugged, proudly American. Indian Creek Shooting Systems, quality waterfowl and turkey choke tubes. Thomas Coffee, the official coffee for Eyes on the Outdoors. CFM, Conservation Federation of Missouri, at confedmo.org.
Z-Max, micro-lubricant for guns. Z-Max, made in America.
Thanks for joining us, and always be a positive role model for hunting, gun ownership, and conservation. We'll see you next time around the campfire. Be safe out there in the woods and on the water. Say goodbye, Peanut.
Defend her still today, but there ain't no doubt.